Another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to welcome to the studios Matt Carmody and Kelly Whitnable from Big Stone Therapies. Thanks for coming in the studios, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Kelly, your job title is what?
I am a physical therapist assistant and an athletic trainer and the clinic manager for Big Stone Therapies in Appleton and Madison sites.
Okay, and how about you, Matt?
I'm a physical therapist at Madison Clinic here.
Okay, and what are we going to talk about this morning on this beautiful spring day?
So March is athletic training month, and so today what Matt and I wanted to talk about is just sports medicine, the services that we provide for the athletes in our area, okay, and the things that we do out at the high school.
Okay, awesome. So Matt, how do you participate in athletes? It doesn't have to be a high school athlete, right?
Correct. Okay. So as a physical therapist, I can treat in the clinic where I've done some extra training in regards to sports related injuries. Also, I'm an EMT. I'm on the ambulance here in town, and that EMT license lets me cover sidelines, whether it's football, baseball, any sports that's out there. I can cover the sports. So a lot of times I'm at the football games with Kelly, and then I kind of fill in as needed when Kelly's not available to be at games. But most of my time is spent in the clinic treating the athletes for whatever injury they may have, whether it's post-surgical, whether they injure themselves in a game, you know, those weekend warriors. If they injure themselves in a pickup basketball game, we can help you guys out with that too.
Yep. My son-in-law, he does the triathlons and stuff, and he's in recovery right now, so he's, 35 years old, and he's going to therapy every day.
Okay.
Trying to get back to do what he loves to do.
Right. We can really help with that, whether it's, you know, a major injury or if it's just a lingering thing that's keeping you from being able to do what you want to do as good as you want to do it. We can help you try and get back to your best form.
All right. Now, Kelly, this is really different than when I was in high school. You sprained your ankle. You just went home and put ice on it. Not anymore, right?
No, not normally. Okay. We do go to this. I go to the school 2 days a week, typically in the afternoons, and see any athletes that have any injuries. Looking at, can we handle it at the school with exercises, ice, education, making sure that they are able to participate without making the injury worse. So when we're looking to return somebody to play, the criteria we're looking at is that they need 80% range of motion, 90% strength, and that they're able to do all of their functional skills without compensation. So that's what we're looking at to determine whether or not somebody can play.
Okay. What are some of the most common injuries that students deal with? What would you say?
I would say usually it's just sprains. A lot of times early in the seasons, you see kind of just nagging injuries, you know, maybe just
pulled muscle,
sore shoulder. You know, we see that in baseball often, is, you know, sore shoulder. You know, as the season gets longer, sometimes you'll see kids that are a little more injured, whether it's a worse strain, a worse sprain. Sometimes we get post-surgical kids too that start, they get injured during their season, they have surgery right away, and we get them in as soon as we can to get them going so they can, whether they get back to, you know, their next season or maybe it's two seasons down the road for their sports, trying to get them back the best that we can.
Yep. I know a few athletes that have knee surgeries, like last summer. My granddaughter's one of them, and she's still not back, but she's going to therapy every day. Talk about that a little bit. An athlete that has knee surgery or a shoulder surgery, what's the timeline there usually?
So it really depends on what they have done. A lot of times the surgeon has a written out protocol for us where we can only do so much. Whether it's the first 4 to 6 weeks, it's pretty basic, working on range of motion, trying to get some of that early on strength back, get some of that motion back. And then again, depending on what it is, you start getting a little bit farther into that protocol and we can start doing some more strengthening things and then progress back to sports related or functional activities that they need to do for their sports or even just for their regular day-to-day stuff at school. And it really, like I said, it really depends on the injury and even the surgeon. You know, there's, depending on the surgeon, some surgeons are a little more aggressive. They let us do stuff earlier on in the surgery. Some surgeons are a little bit less aggressive, where they want us to be a little bit more relaxed in what we do and take longer to get back to that strengthening.
Yeah. Talk about the concussion protocol. Can we talk about that a little bit? Some people are confused about that a little bit. How does that work?
I'll let Kelly go to that one. Okay. That's she likes the concussion stuff. Oh, I treat it, but that's Kelly's baby right there.
Oh, it is. Okay, Kelly.
So, you read my mind, Paul, because that is one thing that Matt and I really do specialize in is concussion treatment and concussion protocol. Every state does have a protocol that the schools do need to follow. Oh, okay. Every state is a little bit different in what that protocol is. If an athlete hits their head and they have symptoms of a concussion, which there's about 12 to 14 different symptoms that they could have, if they have any of those symptoms, they should be pulled from that activity and checked out by a medical professional who is trained in concussions. So we do, Matt and I, especially in football, but sometimes in some of the other sports, do sideline concussion assessments where we're looking at different areas, memory, balance, recall, we look at their signs and symptoms. We work very closely with the school nurse at Lacaparo. They do an impact test also, which gets sent off to a MD to read to see if they do have any differences from their baseline scores. If we are feeling like they have sustained a concussion, we will work with the medical doctor and get them into rehab program. In order for those athletes to return to a activity and back to school, we do have a 6 to 7 step protocol that we follow to make sure that getting them back into activities is not going to bring their symptoms back on. Okay. What I want everybody to know is concussions are rehabable, and getting them back into activity through therapy can really be beneficial to these kids. Our goal is to get them back into school first and then work towards getting them back into their athletics.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, Matt. Kelly knows her stuff there.
She sure does.
You got to take concussions really serious now with all the test results and stuff that what's been learned about a concussion, right?
Right. You know, it used to be, and this isn't that long ago, you know, I'm 35, but I remember getting concussions in high school, which I graduated in 2005. Got a concussion in college in 2009 playing football. And it's one of those that, do you have any symptoms the next day? No, I feel fine. Okay, you can go to practice. You know, and that's not that long ago, but it really is something that we take seriously, because there can be a lot of ramifications by going back too early. And with the increased studies they've done on that, it does show that it's not necessarily a short-term thing that can just affect. It can be a long-term thing where symptoms pop up later on in life when you're, you know, older, when it comes to memory, emotional changes, things like that. So it is something that I think really needs – I think they've done a very good job of changing the culture of it, but I think there's still some out there that some culture that needs to be changed about concussions, and that they are a very serious injury.
Yep, very serious.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Sorry. The other thing I think we want everyone to know is you don't have to hit your head to sustain a concussion.
Oh, really?
Did not just
know that.
Just the jarring of a fall without hitting your head can cause some concussion-like symptoms. Also, I think it used to be that if you were unconscious, that meant that your concussion was worse than if you didn't lose consciousness. And I guess from what I've seen in my experience, sometimes the kids who lose consciousness don't return to activity, so they get better a little bit quicker sometimes. Okay. Where kids will sometimes try to cover up their symptoms so they can continue to play. And then by the time they're really feeling yucky, it's been a little while.
Well, yep, for sure. So when a student comes to you, give us a daily routine. How often do they come? to see you guys?
Like a concussion or,
yeah, or anything?
So concussions usually we treat three times a week just because of the protocol that we have to follow. You have to wait at least a day in between. And we do want to get these, especially if they're an athlete, we do want to get them back to their sport as quickly as we can, but as safely as we can. So usually the concussion patients are going to be three times a week. Post-surgical patients usually are three times a week. Again, depending on where we are in the protocol. Okay. There's some parts that we like to say are the boring part, where maybe we're just moving their shoulder. And if we can, and if they're doing very well, maybe we do one time a week and then teach a parent to do that motion at home as well. But usually it's kind of standard across the board is 2 to 3 times a week to start with, depending on where they're at.
Okay.
And as they get better and down the line and they can do more things at home, usually we go down to one time a week or once every other week. I've had athletes that are doing very well with their protocol where I'll say, okay, you come in this day because we can progress your protocol. If everything goes well, I'm not going to see you for 3 weeks and let you work on these exercises, and then we progress your protocol again at that time. Okay. So it all really depends on how they present in the clinic and how well they're doing in their recovery as well.
All right.
I just want everybody to know that when we see them at the school, that's a free sport screen. Oh. So I'm at the school usually Monday afternoons and Wednesday afternoons.
At Lacaparle?
Yep, at Lacaparle. And so if an athlete gets injured on a day that we're not there, in both of the clinics in Madison and Appleton, we will do free sports screens for those athletes. Their parents just basically need to call our clinics and say, hey, I want a free sports screen with Matt or Kelly, and we will do that at no cost. We evaluate it, give them exercises, maybe see them once or twice, again at no cost. If we feel it's more than what we can handle at the school with a home exercise program, then we'll contact the parents and the doctor and get an order to get them into therapy.
Okay. Well, we appreciate what you guys do. I see you guys at all the athletic events where I'm at anyway, and you enjoy working with the kids, don't you?
Definitely. I enjoy it. I was an athlete. I played four sports in high school, and I was a college
athlete.
Where'd
you go play college?
I played at Southwest Minnesota State in Marshall.
Football?
So, football player, yep.
Okay, awesome. Mustangs, right?
Yep.
All right. Anything else we want to mention during this
athletic training month.
Athletic training month. Okay. Tell us a little bit about Big Stone Therapies. You're still growing, right, as a company?
Yeah, so Big Stone Therapies, has been in operation for 31 years.
Yep.
I've worked for them for 25 years. Wow. We started with 5 clinics, and I believe we're now up to 42 clinics in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Michigan, and then we do some traveling.
Wow. Awesome.
So, yeah, our motto is, rock solid rehab, and we want to get our athletes back to full activity as quickly as we can and as safely as we can.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome. Thanks for all your support with the radio for all the athletics.
Yeah, well, we enjoy it. That's for sure. So thanks for coming in on this Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's Matt Carmody and Kelly Wetnable from Big Stone Therapies, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.